Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Minister Elaine, coming to you live. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them and email them and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome our listeners to the show today, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, where the voice of God is heard through his messenger. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you honor and we give you praise, O God. We come today, O Lord, to worship your name, O God. We come to exalt your name, O God, for you are worthy to be praised, O Father. O Father God, we come today. We come to thank you for deliverance, O God. For you said in your word, O God, that you will deliver your people, O God. O Father God, I thank you for the person that you're going to deliver today with this word, O God. O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. O Father, we thank you for your word, O God. O Father God, we thank you for deliverance, deliverance, and deliverance, O God. O God, we thank you right now. O Father God. Let your word go through airways, O God, with power and authority, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, O God. O God, I plead the blood of Jesus over every listener right now, Father. O Father God, in the name of Jesus, O God. O Father God, we praise you. O Father God, we worship you. We praise you for what you're about to do, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, O God, for your word. You're so worthy, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you right now for what you're about to do, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. Oh, Father, we thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah to your name. Oh, God, we give you the highest praise. Oh, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. All these things, Father. We pray in your holy name, O Father. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Glory to God. The scripture for today will be coming out of the book of the book of Daniel. And I will start reading at verse number 28. It's then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trust in him, and have changed the king's word and yield their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. May God add a blessing to the readers and the doers of his holy word. In this chapter of Daniel, Daniel is telling us about a story of the three Hebrew boys who were his friends and who King Nebuchadnezzar had ordered to be cast into the fire. Amen. And as we read this book, chapter of Daniel, we see that because the three Hebrew boys did not bow down or worship this idol that Nebuchadnezzar had formed. He had made an idol and he had set a time and for the people to bow down and worship this idol. But the three Hebrew boys did not and would not worship this idol. And the Bible tells us that because they did not worship the king's golden image, the Bible said he had them ordered to be thrown within the fire. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible says that when the king actually found out, let's go back to that point, when the king had found out that the three boys, Hebrew boys, would not bow down to his image. See, many times in our lives, we have fires that are all around us, fires that are caused naturally, and then we have fires that are caused by others. See, the Bible says there were certain Jews who went back and told the king that the Hebrew boys would not worship the God that he had made or the image or the idol. And see, oftentimes we have those type of people in our lives. They're always throwing trash on the fire. See, they want to destroy. See, when a fire comes, it comes to destroy. It comes to devour. And the Bible says that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had told them to make the fire seven times hotter than it normally would be. In other words, he wanted them to be destroyed or burned to ashes, kind of like cremation of what we know today. Amen. And the Bible says that when they cast the men into the fire, see, one thing you have to know about Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, they would not bow down. They would not conform to the world. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And when you are a believer of Christ, and when you live, and when you're trying to do right, people will always come against you. They're always trying to throw you in the fire. And the Bible says that they denied it, and they told him he would not do it. We cannot, in other words, answer this question, because we know and we believe that the God that we serve will deliver. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for deliverance, God. And the Bible says that when they were placed in the fire, now, the Bible says that they were bound. They were hands and were tied together, and the feet were thrown, tied together. When they were thrown in the fire, now, they were on the knees. But see, when they was in the fire, now, they had the full armor of God. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible says when Nebuchadnezzar, as he was looking at the fire that was burning, he was on the outside of the fire. See, many times in our lives, glory, hallelujah, we have people who are watching us because they know they done throwed us in the fire. They done told all kind of lies and done all kind of evil work against you, and they're waiting for you to be destroyed. But just like the Hebrew boys, glory, hallelujah to Jesus, you got to stay faithful unto God. And the Bible says that Nebuchadnezzar was looking into the fire. The Bible said he came amazed because in the fire, glory, hallelujah to Jesus, in the fire, he said, I thought that we put three men in the fire, but I see four in the fire. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for deliverance, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you that somebody is going to walk in the fire. Somebody's going to come out of the fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you right now. And the Bible said they were loose, and they was walking in the fire. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Be loose, and walk in the fire, because God is with you in the midst of the fire. Now, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Deliverance in the midst of the fire. He was there all the time. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. And see, the Bible says there was a fourth man in the fire, a superior being, or maybe even an angel, was in the presence, in the fire. And the Bible says that the fire had no power over the children of God. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. We thank you, Father, for deliverance. Oh, God, we thank you. It said it had no power over them. The Bible says that when they came out of the fire, so the enemy called them out, told Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to come out and come forth out of the fire. And the Bible says that their hair was not stink. They did not smell like smoke. No part of their body was burned with any type of degree of burn. God had delivered them in the midst of the fight. Oh, glory, hallelujah. See, oftentimes in our lives, as believers, we're going to go through fights. They're going to be all different sizes and in different degrees a fire. Some will be hotter than others. Some will be little flames. But those fires are there to test you. It's a test. It's a trial. It's a test of your faith in that fire. See, they could have said, you know what? I'm not going to go through this fire. I know my God got power, but I who's going to know this? I'm just going to bow down and worship this idol just, you know, so that I won't go through the fire. But they didn't do that. They said, you know what? I know that my God is a deliverer. I know that he will protect me in the fire. I know that my God is able to deliver me. And even if in this fire I lose my life. See, what you have to realize is that they can destroy the body, but they cannot destroy your spirit. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And see, they had so much faith in God that they didn't worry about the fire. They just believed in their deliverance. They knew that their God could deliver them. So go back and you read the rest of the chapter, and you will see that they had the faith to the end. And the Bible says that when Nebuchadnezzar had seen what God had done and the power of God, he had commanded the people in the province, first of all, don't you say nothing against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because he had seen the power of God. And see, God is about to show your enemy that you belong to him. He's going to show them that he is your God. Because, see, they're on the outside looking at the fire that they have started. They're on the outside looking at, trying to see and waiting for you to be destroyed. But God is going to bring you out of that fire to be a living testimony. And I myself is a living testimony. I know that God will deliver you. I don't care how hot the fire gets. The Lord will deliver. He will deliver you out of the fire. Deliverance, deliverance in the name of the Lord. Oh, God, I release deliverance over the airways, oh, God, for your people, oh, God. Deliverance, deliverance, deliverance from the fire, oh, God. Oh, God, have mercy, oh, God. Have mercy, oh, Father. Oh, Father, we thank you for deliverance. We thank you for deliverance, Lord. We thank you for the deliverance, oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know, Father, that if you did it for them, we know that you're going to do it for us, oh, God. Those who believe and those that are faithful unto God, he will deliver you out of the fire. It don't matter what kind of fire it is. It don't even matter how you got in the fire. He will deliver you out of the fire. And your enemy shall see the glory of God. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the deliverance of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Father, we praise your name, oh, God. We worship you, oh, God. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, oh, God. For you are worthy to be praised. We go through many things in our lives as believers, oh, God. There will be many fires in our lives. God did not tell us that we would not have trials. But in these fires that we are going through, it's to purify us. It justifies who we are in God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for deliverance of God. Oh, Father, I thank you for deliverance. But remember and know that God will deliver you out the midst of your fire. Amen. Glory to God. We are running out of time. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, ask him to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. Look, say this prayer with me. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life. Find your Bible-believing church. Get your Bible and begin to read it. Develop a relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, if you have given your life to Christ today. And remember, deliverance is in the fire, and God will deliver you. You have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen.